Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. We actually have some sunshine today down here in Florida, which has been quite nice, actually. No rain. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Awesome. Doing absolutely wonderful. I didn't mind the rain, though, because it kept things a lot cooler, but I don't see any chemtrails out there, and the air is really, really clear. So I kind of like it like this. It's actually kind of nice because it's, you know, it's May, so it's going to be warm. But I remember back in the old days, it would stay cool all the way through June. July started getting hot. August was always ridiculous down here as far as its heat. But now it's pretty warm in May, which is something, again, that is new based upon the geoengineering that we've been having for the last 20, 30 years, last 20 years in earnest. First story I want to start with today is that America is now running out of bombs. Apparently, we can't keep up supply lines on the bombs because we're dropping so many bombs on innocent countries, trying to force them into a new world order and not to have a Rothschild banking cartel, not to have an independent central bank. And they're struggling to build. We're struggling to build more as key suppliers stop producing necessary materials. A new report states that the United States is reportedly running out of military bombs and may have difficulty making more. The Industrial Capabilities Report says that key suppliers are announcing that they no longer produce the necessary materials and the parts. Chemicals used in Department of Defense munitions are also becoming more expensive, the report says. Another report pointed out that the report is that the U.S. has slowed down on building brand new weapons, which is negatively affecting its design skill. Okay. Let me read into this a little bit. So basically what's happened is we've outsourced all of our manufacturing facilities now to China. And we're not making key raw materials apparently in this country anymore. So now we're going to have to get key raw materials to make bombs from other countries be brought back into the United States to be imported back into the country. How messed up does that sound to anybody but me? I mean, now all of a sudden, if we do have a serious war, something actually happens and we have to start developing munitions, we no longer have the industrial capacity or the ability to manufacture the parts to produce these weapons. I mean, that's absolutely troubling to me, and the fact that we have dropped millions of bombs and that Donald Trump has massively increased the military spending. What the heck are we spending the money on, Austin? What do you think?
Well, that's what I was just about to say. Did we not just bring in the most expensive budget ever seen in the United States when it came to military expenditures? I mean, this was the largest military budget in history that we've ever pushed through, increased it another $50 billion at the last second. And if that's the case, why don't we have any munitions? So either one of two things is going on here. Either A, they're switching over to a much more advanced weaponized platform like we've talked about before, whether they be space-based weapons platforms, or B, and this could be a combination of both, they're intentionally reducing our significant munitions that we have the ability to produce and actually take delivery of, because they want us to be able to be in a position where if we go into a hot war on this continent, we do not have the proper capabilities to defend our country with our U.S. military, and most of these space-based weapons platforms will not be used, in my opinion, because they will not allow those things, because you got to think about it. When you have the ability to hand off soldiers surface-to-air missiles, javelin systems, even larger bombs like the MOAB and stuff like that, you know, those are things that they can still get a hold of from an infantry standpoint, load them up in a C-130 transport plane, deliver them basically to personnel, or drop them from B-52 bombers or any other bombs, other planes that they need the ability to do so. So they have the ability to spread those out if they need to do it. A lot of these space-based weapons platforms that they have are so advanced and are still kept so secretive that they're not going to allow majority of any of the military, except for the very, very high-ranking ones that have already been vetted as being true to the globalist agenda, to have the ability to have access to these weapons. So the fact that they're trying to say that Uncle Sam is basically on a budget and we don't have the ability to get these type of weapons and take delivery of them anymore is complete and total hogwash when you look at the military budget that Trump just ran through. But again, we don't have the ability to buy these bombs, supposedly, Yet DARPA puts out that they have so much stinking money right now coming in from the Pentagon, they don't know what to do with it. So now they're coming out with the Urban Reconnaissance Supervised Anatomy Program, which addresses the use of reconnaissance, surveillance, and target acquisition within urban environments with AI drones that has apparently now, there's rumors of this, that they're going to start allowing these systems to actually be tested in U.S. urban areas. It says the primary objective of the URSA program is to evaluate the feasibility and effectiveness of blending unmanned aerial systems, sensor technologies, and advanced machine learning algorithms to enable improved techniques for rapidly discriminating hostile intent and filtering out threats in a very complex urban environment. In other words, the Pentagon is developing a program of high-tech cameras mounted on drones and other robots that will fully monitor cities, which will enable identification and discrimination between civilians and so-called terrorists through machine learning techniques. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up, because apparently DARPA, as we see all the time, they have literally like an unlimited budget. Pentagon just hands them blank checks all the time. Well, now it's been reported that groups of residents from Sacramento's Land Park neighborhood are expressing disgust over a secret drone program that was just exposed last month. As reported by Sacramento's CBS local affiliate, John Maddox was the first to notice a low-flying drone in the late night and early morning hovering over his neighborhood. He said the drone would fly over, go over all the neighbors' houses, fly over our house right there, and then basically disappear. He went on to say, so far the operator of the drone has been a mystery, but this week it was revealed that the drone is part of a new program by the Sacramento Housing and Redevelopment Agency. Citing safety and security concerns, the SRH assistant approved a $200,000 three-month pilot program to conduct surveillance of two housing developments. As you'll hear, Jones states that the residents were consulted or advised about the program, as well as claiming he had received good feedback from the residents. However, when the residents were interviewed, none of them knew of this approval, nor did any of them sign off on this drone program. So this is something that we're seeing become more and more prevalent with the spying blimps that we've seen out in California, with the different types of drone programs they've used in Chicago. Now they've shown to do that. These things are starting to become more and more prevalent. So if you believe for a second that DARPA's AI drones that are going to be flying through the cities are not going to be coming stateside in the very near future, everybody's living in Narnia land. This is where this is headed with these drones. So when I hear articles and they try to basically spew out this propaganda stating we don't have enough money to more bombs, we're having to outsource our bombs, and all this other hogwash, understand, guys, it's a complete and total lie, as they just got the largest military budget in U.S. history, and DARPA continues to get billions and billions of dollars every year to further take the drone program and the artificial intelligence program to an entirely another level. So that's definitely interesting that they're trying to pull that card, that they don't have the money right now to buy more bombs, Deb.
And, you know, and they're also saying the suppliers don't have the ability to produce the product. Now, also remember, remember when the space shuttle was grounded a few years ago and Barack Obama finally said, okay, that's it. That's the final space shuttle mission. We're done with the space shuttle. That's old technology. That's why they grounded the space shuttle. These rockets they launch every so often to put payload into orbits, they may be using those and actually making those effective as far as the cost of putting satellites into space. But that's not the technology that they need. They already have. They're already past that. We discussed that the other day with Schauberger and his anti-gravity technology from the 30s, 70, 80, 90 years ago. You don't think we passed that? No. The Nazis were doing anti-gravity technology 80, 90 years ago. This is nonsense. But the reason is, it's all obfuscation. The problem with the doggone shuttle was that it had become this giant pink elephant that was costing so much money to keep the show going.
Yep.
That they basically said, we're going to go ahead and ground this thing. This thing's costing too much because, quite frankly, we're trying to use, it's like driving around with what we have right now to fly the shuttle would be that all of us suddenly lost our automobiles and we were back to 1907, 1908, 1910, driving the first Model T Fords off the assembly line with that kind of crude technology. That's what the space shuttle is compared to what we have, period. That's what it is. And so they were trying to maintain a fleet of Model T cars that cost billions of dollars to maintain. And finally they said, you know what? This ruse that we've done on the American population for all of these years, that's because it's turning into a joke. This is ridiculous. It's costing too much money to maintain this fleet. Let's go ahead and ground it. Not because they weren't going to try to continue to ruse us, because they do. Now they just don't talk to us about the advanced ways they put payloads up into office. Here's another article I want to read, and I want to just say, stop about this. This is some soft news, but I want to cover it. Valedictorian for local high school claims that his high school censored his graduation speech. This is out of Illinois, and this young Philly guy was 18 years old, and right before he's about to take stage, he was told he could not mention Jesus whatsoever or mention God, and that they were going to completely and totally restrict his ability to have his First Amendment speech, period. That's what they did. And the kid was basically devastated because he's a very strong Christian, had graduated with, you know, a 4.0 perfect score, perfect grade. Now, the reason I'm saying this is when we step into a campus or a school, our First Amendment rights aren't put on the shelf. They don't have the right to tell us what we can and can't say in a public assembly. If they're going to put us up there and have us give a speech, they don't have the right to censor that speech or to control what comes out of our mouth. Now, they may not like what comes out of our mouth, but they censor it. Now, how do I know that? Here's why. Just a year ago, when my son Harrison, Austin's younger brother, graduated from the collegiate high school with a 4.67 GPA or whatever it was, and out of 150 kids, he was number one who were taking college and high school classes together, he had to submit his 4 or 5 minute speech to the review board to make the necessary editorial changes, and he had to get it reapproved after he had written it to the review board, and they made extensive changes on it and refused to allow him to give the speech that he wanted. Fact. I was in the middle of it. I couldn't believe it. And I thought to myself, wow, you know, you guys are the pits. But Harrison just didn't really care that much about it, because he's going to be there for another year to finish his bachelor's degree, so he didn't really rock the boat. He basically gave a really, really good speech, but edited a lot of stuff out that he probably should have left in there, but they didn't want him to do it. So, guys, here's the point of all of this. Now, by the way, I didn't know he had done this until afterwards, or I absolutely insisted that he give the speech that he wanted to give. Because here's the thing. Once you put somebody on a podium and you give them a live microphone, they've got to do a giant brouhaha to get you off the platform and take your microphone away. I mean, they don't do that. All of a sudden, if all hell breaks loose and they're handcuffing you and tasering you because of what you said, and they're dragging you off, it's going to be all over every news story all over the country that night. They don't do that. What they do, they scare these young guys, these young kids, these young girls, the young guys who become valedictorian, into submitting by telling them they have to have their speech approved by the faculty review board. Complete and total nonsense. And if you guys ever have the opportunity to have a child give a speech like that, have them pray in the name of Jesus. Have them thank Jesus. Have them thank God. Because you see these football players every once in a while. They'll win a national championship, and first thing I want to do is thank Jesus Christ. And they point up to heaven. First thing I want to thank is God Almighty and Jesus Christ, His Son, our Savior, like Tim Tebow used to do. But notice, Tim Tebow's not playing professional football. Newsflash, right? And so you got to remember, guys, these guys force you into compliance to the best of their abilities. We talked about that yesterday with Jim Carrey, who seems to have sold his soul at this point. I don't know. I hope he repents, returns back to God, returns back to Christ. But that guy is so sacrilegious, I don't know what he believes. The guy, he's turned into a weirdo. But the problem is that we have to understand that as Christians, we have to walk the walk and talk the talk and stand the ground and say, hey, look, no, man, this isn't cool. We're not going to do this. That's why I really, really dislike that new movie that Marvel just came out with, when they were asking for Chris Pine or whatever his name was, you know, who's his Lord and Master? He goes, well, you know, you don't mean Jesus. And he said it real sarcastically. To me, that just was offensive. And I won't buy the movie because of that. That's why I didn't recommend that movie. Because, guys, there's a certain point where we have to say, hey, you know what, guys? We're not going to do this. We're not going to allow these movies to come into our homes. And we're not going to support them. And that's why I told you. There are several people, Meryl Streep, you know, whatever his name now. What's the guy that you got mail? Tom, what's his name, Austin? You got mail with Meg.
Tom Cruise?
Not Tom Cruise. I forgot his name.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. I won't support Tom Hanks. I won't support Meryl Streep. I won't support that skank who basically did that show, that thing, Mother. That Charlotte Johansson, I'm done with her. I'm done with all these people. If they star in any major movie and they're the lead role, I'm not going to go to the movies. I'm not going to watch it. I simply refuse to do it. Why? Because, you know, gosh, if we don't stand for something, we're going to fall for anything. And the reason we're in this situation as a country is we kept just capitulating and falling and letting them do what they want to do. So, guys, freedom of speech. They don't have it in Germany. They don't have it in Germany. If you say, I don't know how many people really died in the Holocaust, you have to retract that. That's illegal. But I don't know how many. Can you give me some accurate records? We don't have the records, but we're not going to let you say that. You can't say that. But I'm not sure. I'm kind of questioning the mainstream narrative. All right, you go to prison now, but I'm 89 years old and I'm a great-great-grandmother. I mean, I just wanted to get some answers. I don't care. You're going to prison. I put you in prison for 2 years now because you're a Holocaust denier. I didn't deny the Holocaust. I said the Holocaust happened. I just don't know the numbers. Guys, look, if you think 6 million died, if you think 50 million died, if you think that Stalin killed 100 million people, which he did, by the way, and if you think all of this stuff, that's your opinion. That's your opinion. It shouldn't be censored and you'd be thrown in jail because you have a different opinion than the government. Complete and total nonsense what they're doing in Germany right now, Austin. What do you think and what's your next story?
It really is, man. And, I mean, it's sad because we bring a lot of this stuff up all the time, but it just continues to get worse and worse and worse. And one of the reasons why it's continuing to get worse is because so few people are willing to stand up for their rights and be vocal about it. As you just said, when you go to a university, that doesn't mean you hang the Bill of Rights at the door. You know, you don't step up to the doorway and say, okay, I'm putting all of my rights, all of my God-given rights, and all of my constitutional rights, and I'm basically putting them at the door, and I can't touch them, I can't look at them, I can't use them once I'm in your facility. And once I leave your facility and leave your private property, I can basically take up my rights again. This isn't what's going on. That's not legal, nor is that constitutional. The problem is the left are trying to do everything they can to make basically everybody else believe that is what's really going on, that it doesn't matter what they say, it doesn't matter what they do, they can do it, but as soon as you say something that they don't agree with, essentially, you're a racist. And that's always the card they seem to pull all the time now, or they pull some other nonsense, basically, you're basically a homophobe or whatever other reason they want to, and it's gotten so out of hand, and we just have to understand, we have to keep standing up for our rights and being vocal about what we believe in and not capitulating to a lot of these guys. Perfect example of how sad things are starting to turn. Remember I talked to you guys last month about the Boy Scouts of America basically decided they're removing boy from their title. And 2 years ago, they decided they were going to intermingle the Boy Scouts and allow girls to join the Boy Scouts. Not even we're going to bring the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts together. We're going to allow Girl Scouts to go in and essentially apply to be a Boy Scout. Now we're dropping the title boy altogether. Well, now in crazy revelation, organizers of next year's World Scout Jamboree for the Boy Scouts, which they're taking the name boy out of it, I just added it in there, will be required to provide condoms for all attendees. The bizarre requirement is now mentioned in the handbook adopted by the World Scout Committee. It says the host organization must ensure that condoms are readily and easily accessible for all participants and staff at a number of locations on the site. Page 11, handbook reads, head of the contingent must be informed in advance and made aware of the responsibility and communicating this policy to the participants, the leaders, the staff, and the LIST in any appropriate way. Additionally, the handbook states that they're making an exception for alcohol consumption for adults at confined areas in accordance with the host country's habits. The upcoming 24th World Scout Jamboree to be held in West Virginia, July 21st, 2019, will be the first time to host Boy Scouts from Mexico and Canada as well as the U.S. In light of the mandatory condom policy, it is now clear how far down the rabbit hole the Boy Scouts will continue to fall, said Florida Family Policy Council President John Stenberg. He said, with the addition of condoms and now alcohol, the World Boy Scout Jamboree is starting to sound more like a 1960s Woodstock festival rather than a campout that parents send their children to. All of this should be deeply disturbing to the churches that are chartering Boy Scout troops. These policies present a clear youth protection problem that the BSA refuses to recognize. The fact that they're requiring condoms to be readily accessible and are communicating this to everyone, including the youth participants, blatantly shows the Boy Scouts of America is both anticipating and facilitating sexual conduct between minors and others at this event. These policies are both outrageous and completely totally irresponsible, Dad. This is where things are starting to go now. How sad has this become with the Boy Scouts of America?
It's because of the infusion of the liberal mindset and beliefs into the Scouts. See, the Boy Scouts of America, it was like, their Scout oath is, we trust in God, we want to do the right things, all the different things they used to say. And basically, this was an anathema to this Sabbatean Frankist cult. They hated this. And so, since the Boy Scouts had such a huge presence in the United States, they had to find a way to infiltrate it, which is what they've done with the NRA now, too, by the way. I thought I mentioned that, National Rifle Association. And they wanted to go in and infiltrate the group and be subversive. Now, you think, well, they wouldn't do that. Come on, guys. They've infiltrated thousands of people from the CIA into the media to give out the doggone same mainstream news every night that's controlled by the CIA. And now they're actually going out and doing full-blown propaganda because Obama changed the laws on that. I mean, they're actually putting websites up that actually just do nothing but dispense lies. It's saying that everybody else is lying who's telling the truth. Like that one, like Snopes. We found out Snopes is totally CIA, CIA, and run by the CIA and controlled by the CIA. And it's all, so basically, if they say that something's fake in Snopes, chances are it's true now. Chances are, I'd probably give it 70% that they're lying and it's true. So now we have no way to do it except for going in and doing our own little research. This morning we were at a doctor's office, Dr. Todd Robinson in Lakeland, which is who we use. Fine Christian man, got five children, wonderful man, good doctor, good natural physician. And we were having a vitamin C IV, both Austin and I, because Austin was a little bit under the weather. I felt pretty good, but I thought, everybody in the house has been catching this mess, so I'm going to go ahead and get 50,000 milligrams of vitamin C infused into me just for the fun of it. I'm being facetious, but it doesn't hurt. And it really does great, because I talked about viral loads the other day, and if you catch a virus in its lysogenizing stage before it starts to replicate, you can drop it dead in its tracks, and it can never replicate. And if you catch it with enough vitamin C, which converts into hydrogen peroxide, you catch it dead in its tracks. And vitamin C is not going to hurt anybody. And it's not going to hurt anything if you go ahead and have that done a couple times a month if you wanted to. I probably do it a couple times a year. But what was interesting, we were talking to Doc. He came out and talked to us for a few minutes, and it was slow in the vitamin C room, the IV room, the chelation room. And I'll never forget, he asked me about, we were talking about pediatricians. And I said, Doc, the problem I have with pediatricians is the fact if they knowingly and willfully give a child a shot, knowing that the shots cause autism. And we were talking about it, and then I told them that they had a $400 incentive per child from Blue Cross Blue Shield for up to 100 patients who were turning two that year if they had like a 60 or 70 or 80% compliance in their office of full shots. And he goes, "Are you sure about that?" So I pulled it up on the iPad, and I sent it out to him, and I said, "Guys, this is what, so I sent it to him immediately. Because, he's a big believer, that you got to really make sure you monitor how many immunizations and stuff these kids get. And so it was one of those things that, it was an aha moment for Todd this morning, I believe. And I can't speak for him, but it felt like it would have been for me to realize that a lot of these people are being incentivized via money in order to tell people the things that simply aren't true. Now, I'll be honest with you. If I was a pediatrician and I had this, Blue Cross Blue Shield giving me 80, 120,000 a year, whatever their maximum is. And I was pumping thousands of children through my system, and I was immunizing them and watching all these kids turn autistic. I would personally believe there's a special place in hell for me. Now, I'm sure, let me say that. I would personally believe that I was on a greased track to Lucifer, and that I better darn sure make him my best friend if I was intentionally damaging these little children, because Jesus Christ himself said, if you touch these little kids, if you hurt these little kids, it'd be better for you if a millstone got tied around your neck and you got dropped into the sea, because you're going to get it. See, and now I'm paraphrasing that, but that's what he said. Now, here, that's what's interesting about this. That's how strongly God felt about taking care of the children. He said, don't let these little kids not come to me. I love the little children. He said, I'll tell you the truth, unless you see the kingdom of God as a little child does and you accept it readily, you cannot enter therein. So, guys, it's so important that we understand that we've got to take care of kids. And for these guys, these pediatricians. Now, if the pediatrician doesn't know any better, if they're just stupid, okay? If they're an educated idiot who's gotten through college, who doesn't question any of the mainstream thought, if they just go ahead and do that and they're not paying any attention, which a lot of doctors are like that. They're complete and total idiot airheads. I'm sorry, guys. I know it's going to offend some of you when I say that, but it's the truth. Now, some of them are wide awake. They're as sharp as anybody you've ever met, and they're brilliant. They've got high IQs, and they've got common sense, and they've got reasoning skills. And German would say they have Verstand, and they're vernünftig. But the majority of them aren't. And I saw this in college. I remember having my pipettes contaminated in organic chemistry by other kids in the classroom on purpose to prevent us from getting A's in the class as we were competing for, you know, for class placement slots. I remember having my laboratory rat in physiological psychology be given water, which we were using water deprivation to train these rats, but we were being careful so we didn't dehydrate them. And we were training these rats, and I was the lead of the class, and somebody put water jug on my rat and wouldn't let me train it anymore, to the point that I had to change the name on the rat that I owned, that I had, and take my last name off of it so they wouldn't know which water jug to move anymore. I kid you not. That happened to moi personally. Guys, and I remember I talked to the teacher's assistant. I said, hey, guys, this isn't cool. They said, well, every once in a while we have this when someone's really exceeding everybody else in the classroom like you are with these rats and training these animals. And so people get jealous, and they'll intentionally sabotage you. So we have to just change your name so they don't know who you are anymore. Guys, really? Has it got to that point? Yes. And guys, this was over 40 years ago. So some of these guys who get into medical school, who basically become professionals, their main concern is, how do I make my Mercedes payment every month? How do I make my child support payment for my ex-five kids, for my ex-four wives? And how do I give them their alimony payments? And if I don't get X amount of money going through the practice every single week, clearing X amount of dollars, I can't make my house payment. You think, well, they're not really like that. Guys, they're really like that in some cases. Not all of them. Probably 50% of them are that bad. That's why there's so many doctors out there who intentionally give people cancer diagnoses when they don't have cancer. You think, well, they wouldn't do that? Yeah, why don't you Google that one? And then, and they basically diagnose them with cancer so they can put them on these expensive chemotherapy drugs and make huge amounts of money, not even thinking or caring of what these drugs are going to do to the people, including the devastation it does to these people as far as killing many of them before it, quote-unquote, kills the cancer that they don't have. Come on, guys. This happens all the time. Let me give you a perfect example. Here's an article by Coles MD, and it's on Fosamax. This is the drug that basically Merck sold, saying it stopped people from having bone fractures, increased bone strength. Complete nonsense. Here's what Cole said. Duty to warn, telling truth the statistics that Big Pharma and the CDC never report to physicians or patients. It's been over a decade since this doctor, this Coles guy, said, I've come to the realization that the entire profession of medicine have been bamboozled by the propaganda coming from Big Pharma, Rothschild owned, I may add, I've added that, and vaccine maker Merck and Company, that is also called so-called fracture preventative drug Fosamax has defrauded doctors and our patients by falsely claiming a 50% efficacy or rate of cure in the prevention of bone fractures in osteoporotic women. By the way, it also, they don't tell you this, he's probably going to tell you this in a second, causes bone necrosis. It kills the jawbone in a lot of people. They take this drug, it kills the jawbone, it starts to rot. It rots it. Guys, this product is bad. He goes on to say, I'd always been suspicious of pharmaceutical sales reps and the big pharma corporations that they work for, and I wondered exactly where they got this 50% effectiveness. So finally I got around to actually digging into the study and the clinical studies that were used by the FDA to insert this drug. Lying buried among the large number of boring statistical verbiage were printed the numbers that revealed the 50% efficacy rate for patients who took Fosamax for 4 years was actually a deceptive relative risk reduction figure that drastically deceptively overstated the effectiveness of the drug. By doing a little math, I understood the honest truth of the matter. This is what Austin did yesterday with the car sales coming into China. I understood the honest truth of the matter was the patients who took the drug for 4 years had a 1 to 2% absolute risk reduction in the incidence of fractures, which is a much more realistic figure than 50%. Now, it doesn't tell you that it does all of these other horrible things. 1% to 2% reduction. I mean, that doesn't even work. And plus, the side effects of this drug are absolutely horrible. And then he goes on to say, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. This is one of those great doctors that I'm talking about. This is one of these guys that go, wait a minute, guys. Yeah, okay. I don't believe you anymore. How about that? In other words, Big Pharma, Big Vaccine is still successfully bamboozling doctors and patients, as well as the media. Here we go. That's what all their advertisements. The CDC, the FDA, the AMA, the AAP, the APA, the AAFP, and the NIH, and the NIMH. Now, I don't even know what all those numbers, all those letters mean. You guys look them up. Wall Street and our politicians. With the old deceptive tactic of using relative risk reduction statistics about vaccine safety, rather than honestly telling us more truthful absolute risk reduction figures whenever they're rolling out their newest vaccine. Therefore, I devote the remainder of this column to reporting on some experts from the internet as far as what's really going on and what really is to believe. Guys, This is a medical doctor who is wide awake, like Dr. Todd Robinson in Lakeland, Florida. He is one of the people that I send people to all the time, and I actually have promoted him in my books because he's such a good MD. And what's interesting about this is now medical doctors all over the country are seeing these young children come in and develop autism. One in 32 now in New Jersey, boys, one in 32. It means every 32 children you have come to your office that you're injecting becomes autistic. You know, I kind of picked that up. I kind of noticed that something's going on there. Something's really wrong here, especially with the encephalitic screams and the cytokine storms and the brain swelling. I'd be like, you know, we got a problem with this stuff. We need to look, take another look at it. But here's the problem. They're 8 years into a college degree, plus the residency, plus their internship, plus their practice, plus their student loans. They're 40 years old now, and they've got all of this stuff coming into their practice, all of these student loans. They got a lot of payments, and they may have that two or three ex-wives by then. And now all of a sudden it's like, gosh, I don't know what to do. They're paying me an extra $120,000 a year in just straight profit. Gosh, that's a big percentage of my net income for the year. I don't know what to do. Aha. Maybe you need to do this. Maybe you need to figure out, just maybe you need to start doing natural diagnoses with these kids. Maybe you need to be that doctor that says, hey, look, you don't have to have these injections in my office. Hey, how about this? I want you to read and give a full disclaimer on what could happen to your children. And I want you to sign off on it that I'm not going to be responsible for this before we inject your children with this stuff. I'm going to be that doctor. See, if they did that kind of stuff, Austin, if they actually started doing things they know they're supposed to do, they would have people beating their doors down to use them as their medical professional. Dr. Robinson's office is always packed. It's always packed. Why? Because people trust Todd, and they know that he's going to do the best he can given the situation the person's in, to try to do everything from a natural standpoint if he has to. If he has to use a drug, he uses them in moderation for short periods of time. And guys, that's the medical model we all need to follow. There's nothing wrong if you need medication for something for a short period of time. But if there's a natural way to get cholesterol down, if there's a natural way to get your immune system built, if there's a natural way to increase the bone density, shouldn't we be doing that first instead of all of these drugs with all of their horrible side effects? Just a thought for today. Austin, what do you think?
No, you're absolutely right, man. And I mean, this is so reoccurring. It's funny because you brought this up today because I saw too another article. I mean, and this is so prevalent. I mean, with these doctors that intentionally do stuff because they have to increase revenue. This is an article. It was actually straight out of the Daily Mail. Texas doctor has been charged with wrongfully giving patients chemotherapy to fund his lavish and opulent lifestyle, including a private jet and multiple Maseratis. Texas doctors being charged in a $240 million medical fraud case for administering patients with chemotherapy to collect money to fund his lifestyle. Dr. George Zamaro, 61, has been accused of misdiagnosing patients with debilitating diseases and giving them chemo and other toxic medications that they did not need. He is believed to have been part of a money laundering scheme and was allegedly paid $50 million of illegal earnings to fund his lavish and opulent lifestyle, according to the Department of Justice. Now, the thing about this is, am I saying this is regularly occurring from all doctors? No, absolutely not. There's still a lot of good doctors, and there's still a lot of doctors out there that are just completely ignorant when it comes to natural medicine and real things that are going on. That's also very, very prevalent as well. Doctors that are just so wrapped up in the medical industry and so wrapped up with their training and so wrapped up with pharmaceuticals, they really only think that's the only option. But then you also have that secondary option where you have these doctors that know what a lot of this stuff does. They see what this stuff does. They see the side effects from the drugs like Dad was talking about. They know that, like, say, for instance, proton pump inhibitors for, you know, acid in the stomach were never designed to be used at any period of time during development for long-term usage. You can even read the old research when they started working with proton pump inhibitors, and they said these products should never be used for more than 2 to 4 weeks at maximum. They're designed to basically prevent the acid in the stomach from basically becoming more and reducing it so ulcers and esophageal erosions and stuff like that can heal up. But then you have doctors that say, well, this is a drug that I can get people on. They get hooked on it in most cases, because what happens is, and I've seen this with numerous people, they get on these proton pump inhibitors. They are on them for 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years. They try to come off of them, and their whole digestive tract literally goes into spasms. They can't digest food. They have massive diarrhea every day. They have all this indigestion. They have heartburn. They try to take digestive enzymes. It doesn't work. Everything's completely chaotic in their whole digestive tract. And after a week or two of those debilitating conditions, they finally go back on proton pump inhibitors, and that calms it back down again. Now, wouldn't it seem easier to look at natural approaches like digestive enzymes and things like that to help out with digestion instead of immediately taking products that are going to reduce acid in your body, when in most cases, when you're in your 40s and 50s, which most people are when they start on these proton pump inhibitors, it's not because they have too much acid, it's because they have too little acid. So little things like this need to be addressed, and that's why we talk about them on our show with healthmasters.com, because if people don't know, then they can't make a difference. But once you know, once these doctors know, once you have the truth, it is then your responsibility to make the adequate changes and also inform other people that don't know the truth yet either, Dad.
You know, Austin, I'm going to go ahead and say that last sentence again, to inform other people who don't know the truth yet. Guys, I'm not in this alone,
yeah,
buddy. You know, you guys, we're having our little fireside chat with you again today. We're all in this together. I mean, you know, you need to be telling people, and thank you because you do, you know, about the Ted and Austin Brower Show every day. Because, you know, where are they going to hear this stuff from? You don't hear this on any of the alternative talk shows. I mean, all they're going to talk to you about is Mueller all day, you know, or some kind of other weird stuff that they're being told to disseminate. I don't do that. You know, I talk to you like you're sitting here talking to me and Austin at the house, and we're basically sitting over having a sandwich or something at the dinner table. That's what these little shows are every day we do, because we want to have that point of contact with our listeners. People say, well, you're the only people to discuss this. Well, yeah, that's okay. I'm okay with being the only people to do this. Because, guys, if we're called to do something and we don't do it, shame on us. If we've been given a specific anointing for a specific task by God Almighty, and we choose to ignore the anointing that God's given on our life, then why would we expect Him to do anything else? Remember what He said, to whom much has been given, much is expected, right? You expect even more. You don't hide talents under the bush, under the rock. You got to use what God gave you. And that's why we decided to do this show, you know, years ago. Because we knew that we would be out there as a lone voice crying in the wilderness, trying to tell you guys this stuff. And so when I read articles like this by other people that are always talking about the same thing, it really makes me feel good on the inside, because I realize that we're not out there alone anymore. There's a whole group of us that are all out there telling people, hey, wait a minute, just think about the immunizations for a bit. Just do your research. If you want to do them, do them. But do your research. Just think about GMO foods and do some research on it. And for heaven's sakes, please think about glyphosate and do the research on fluoride and take a look at it from the Nazi concentration camp standpoint. Look at the fluoride and trans fats and hydrogenated oils. You got to be living in a cave in Afghanistan, boarded up with doggone concrete block and brick, not to know that trans fats are bad for you. Everybody knows that now. And think about the efficacy of, you know, coconut oil, and how important that is to prevent Alzheimer's disease, and how great it is as far as for burning belly fat, especially with the MCT oil we have in the office. You know, all these little things are potassium iodide for the immune system. Take all of the little things that we talk about are D3, K2 for the immune system, and just Google it. Google it for the immune system. And if you want to really find out about your drug, put your drug in, put in statin drugs, toxic side effects, statin drugs, heart disease side effects, statin drugs, cancer side effects, and you'll get a whole plethora of stuff that's not put up by the manufacturer of these drugs. They don't want you to know the side effects. If you just put up statin drugs, oh, they'll tell you all the pros and cons and how wonderful they are. No, 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 no. Put in toxic side effects whenever you put a drug in and Google it and go back to and start doing the research on it. You're going to find out very, very quickly these things have side effects, like ADD drugs. I wrote a book years ago called Attention Deficit Disorder, Maximum Solutions for ADD, Autism, and Learning Disabilities in Children. And it basically, it sold really well. I don't have it in stock anymore. You can get it off Amazon used. I think it's a penny or a dollar or whatever. And it's dated, and it's 20 years old, but still got really good information in it. And we go into detail about ADD and ADHD, and how in my clinic when we had it, we worked with a lot of children who came into the office, and we had a huge, huge, huge success rate in working with kids. Over 90% if their parents followed the diet program that we put the children on, because a lot of these kids were allergic to red dyes and to blue dyes. But remember, a lot of these kids, too, were having problems with the vaccine protocol they had been put on back in the 70s and the 80s when I had this clinic open. Now, the amount of vaccines they're getting is so much more than they would in the 60s and 70s and 80s. I don't even know what to say. Now, this author here says ADD, ADHD is a fake disease and invented by Big Pharma to drug children for profit. Now, he's talking about a statistic that came from the 70s from a Jewish doctor who basically said on his deathbed that he had made this disease up. Now, yep. I've got to qualify this for just a second. I listed the name of the doctor and all that in my book, Breakthrough Health. I tell you who he is, where it's said, all, and I give you his exact quote. But we have to understand something. ADD, ADHD and ADD at one point was a laughable diagnosis. Matter of fact, I'm telling you it was. There was too many natural things you could do. But now, oh my gosh, now Austin, with the mercury poisoning, with the aluminum poisoning, with the adjuvant poisoning, with the brain inflammation caused by these children at birth, with so many of these women giving birth to these children that are addicted to meth or addicted to heroin and have had massive brain problems from the beginning. A lot of these kids now have serious mental problems that are being diagnosed with ADD and ADHD because of what's been done to them from an environmental standpoint. I will stand on what I just said. Not all of them. A lot of them will still respond greatly to dietary change, etc. But if you've caused permanent irreversible brain damage to a child because of the immunizations and the aluminum toxicity, I highly suggest that you get that child immediately to a physician of your choice that's willing to do, if you have him tested for heavy metal toxicity and they have a lot of aluminum or lead or whatever or mercury in their system, that you have intravenous chelation done. I have a good friend of mine who has a very large church, and he had a son who basically the lights went out at the age of 2 when he had his booster shots. And he found out he had super heavy aluminum and, you know, heavy metal toxicity, put him on chelation, and he got him functional. But guys, not everybody's willing to do that. And guys, this is one of the reasons. Remember that Bradstreet and Gonzalez, the guys who were working on this ADD, were killed. And they were working on, you know, on these kids that basically were autistic. And they discovered, you know, that the GCMAF molecule, the activated macrophage molecule, would help these children to recover. And they had a 15% cure rate on children. 85% got better. But now 15% had no response whatsoever. Now, what's interesting about those statistics are those are huge numbers as far as efficacy trials. But the reality is that research wasn't allowed to continue to go forward because both those guys are dead. They were both suicided. As far as I'm concerned, that's my opinion. Very strange situation around their deaths. So, guys, it's so important that we understand that, you know, we're out here at the forefront telling you guys this truth. And so we need your prayers to protect us. And we pray every day for protection from God. Because, guys, we're out here talking about what's really going on in the real world, what's really going on with the 5G network, what's really going on from an intergalactic standpoint, what's really going on from an interdimensional standpoint, what the whole reasoning they have CERN, what the blood of Jesus really does do. No one else talks about all this stuff that we know, that I know of. And why? Because God's called me to do a lot of this stuff. And that's why I love sharing this other information with you guys as we go to kind of give you an idea of how the Word of God is always accurate. It's like the Bible says it's a two-edged sword. It separates. And it basically shows the truth of what's going on both globally, intergalactically, interdimensionally, and everything else. So, guys, thank you for your support. Thank you for supporting us. Thanks for getting your vitamins for health and health masters. I appreciate you guys. What's your next story? Story, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's speaking of, you know, what's going on with a lot of kids, you know, in my opinion, from what we kind of saw, is the ADD diagnosis and the startup of that was almost done in unison with so many of these other factors coming into play, like you just talked about, including the glyphosate and the vaccines and also the diet. And here's an article here that talks about a study that reveals how now that massive sugar consumption in pregnant women can actually affect childhood cognition. The study, which was published in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine, examined the side effects of consuming large quantities of sugary drinks and foods, and then focus on the cognitive development of children whose mothers had too much of that in their diet during pregnancy. The research team looked at pregnant women and new mothers who regularly consumed sugary diets could be jeopardizing their children's proper development. The study also revealed that there's a possibility consumption of excess sugar could be a culprit behind poor childhood cognition. According to the study, the children whose mothers consumed sugary diets during pregnancy were born with impaired cognitive abilities and speech functions compared with their peers. Even drinking diet soda instead of regular soda had very negative effects on development of children. We already knew that. The researchers observed that based on the effects of consumption of sugary foods and drinks, actually can cause more problems than almost any other thing in their diet as far as from a natural standpoint. Also talks about how the diet versions of drinks actually had even worse side effects. For example, they said that artificial sweetener Splenda, sucralose, which we talk about all the time, can damage gut microbial and also suppress thyroid function. On the other hand, they found with the study, they confirmed that consuming fruits and other foods that actually contain fully natural, complete fructose can help children's cognition. For instance, children who regularly consume fresh fruits also had better cognitive scores. And so people have to understand that sugar has no health benefit. There is no nutritional value. It's incredibly hard on the teeth. It's one massive contributor to cavities. It's been linked to cancer in numerous standpoints. It's horrible for the metabolism. It's an extremely addictive substance. It releases dopamine in the brain. And it's been linked to all types of obesity and hormone problems with people that are fighting weight issues. So sugar is just one of those things, and that's what Dad is talking about here. If you have a kid that's having focusing problems or attention problems or cognitive problems, the first thing you have to do, if something's already been done, it's already been done in the past. But so, I mean, what you have to do now is do what you can to fix the future, and that is reducing the amount of sugar, if not eliminating it completely out of their diet, and not just things with table sugar, anything like high fructose corn syrup, those are already a given, but also things that turn to sugar very quickly in the bloodstream, such as basically carbohydrates, such as white potatoes, rice, stuff like that. It needs to be a very balanced meal. And also, too, they need to be getting proper amounts of omega-3 fats and B vitamins and other vitamins and minerals, like in our B vitamins or our chewable multivitamins, because those are so important for brain health, Dad.
That's absolutely critical. Hagman has a report out right now. Okay, stop for a second. I got to stop. You got to remember, I'm pulling up stories while Austin's talking. I've got a new story pulled up and ready to go. But what Austin said is just too important for me to gloss over. It says you're right about that, Austin. If you're pregnant and you've got children, and you got a baby inside of you, and you've got other children you're trying to feed, I can't emphasize to you how important it is for that child to get sufficient B vitamins and for you to get sufficient vitamin D3. Your blood needs to be tested repeatedly for D3 on an ongoing basis during the entire pregnancy. In that last trimester, you need to really bump up the extra omega-3 fats to increase brain development, and so you don't get postpartum depression because the baby will suck that doggone omega-3 out of your brain in order to develop their own brain. So when you're pregnant, it's critical that you take a high-quality multiple vitamin. It's just, I don't even know how to say that. And I'm not talking about one a day. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like our pregnancy multiple packet that we have that's phenomenal. You've got to get your body ready for that baby, and you've got to give the baby all the necessary skills it can from brain development. Now, I personally recommend extra folate and extra B vitamins also when you're pregnant. Why? Because it can't hurt anything whatsoever. Your body's only going to use what it needs, so is the baby. It's water soluble. It's not going to build up in any tissue, but it's going to really, really provide as much as possible proper neurological development. Kendall, by the way, he's doing much better. Thank you again for the prayers. She's 4 months old now, and she is the most alert baby I've had four children with Sharon, and now the last on Austin, I've had two more. And we're fine-tuning this whole dietary thing in and supplement thing in with the kids. I've never seen a child as mentally alert at the age of 3 months with eye contact, smiling, and all the things she's been doing since like 2 months. You know, and now she's like wants to be held, sit up with her head fully, holding her own head up, looking around, you know, tracking people with their voices, smiling all the time. Never seen a child this smart, this intelligent at such a young age. Now you think, well, you're just bragging about your grandkids again. Okay, I am a little bit. Okay, just you can fuss at me some. It is what it is. You'd do the same thing if you were me. But the reality is, it's true. I've seen other children who weren't that sharp, including my own kids. You know, some of them. Now, Austin was real bright. They're all bright. I mean, but don't get me wrong. This one's just ridiculous. And the thing about it is that, you know, why? Why did that happen? Well, good IQ, good genetics, good prenatal nutrition, and really good supplementation during the pregnancy. Guys, if you're going to raise kids, you might as well give them every benefit of the doubt to get them as smart as they possibly can be, high IQ as they possibly can be, to excel in school as high as they possibly can. Because remember, if you don't immunize your kids and you feed them really clean, it's kind of unfair. It's kind of like there's an old story. There's an old movie out with Kurt Russell. Great movie, kind of violent. Don't watch it if you've got the kids with you, but it's a great movie. It's called Soldier. And he's like a soldier who's in the future soldier, like on a spaceship. And he has all these different places that he has to fight. And suddenly they bring the new enhanced soldiers out. And the enhanced soldiers basically are smarter, faster, stronger. They've been genetically changed in order to be superior in every single thing. And they tell him, and I think the one guy they're supposed to fight, his name's Kane. They set him up these chains. They say, Kane, go up the chains. And then they put another soldier to fight him, a regular, normal human soldier. And he goes, not fair. Unequal contest. Can't be done. So they end up sending three or four other soldiers up with Kane. And he beats all of them. Kills three of them. Leaves Kurt Russell for dead. You have to watch the movie to see the rest of it. I mean, it's crazy. The genetic advancement this soldier had. Not fair. When you take your children and you do this for them, and they get in school, because all the other children have been so, gosh, I should hate to say this, messed up in many cases because of the drugs and because of the food they were giving, it's not fair. Because the kids have the ability that you gave them to advance themselves among their peers. Why? Not necessarily because from an IQ standpoint that they had the DNA to do that. It's just the fact that the parents of these other children who didn't know any better, who unintentionally did this, have actually affected their cognition in these children by the diet because of all the fluoride and all the other stuff they've done. I mean, we know the studies show now that fluoride decreases IQ in children. We know that. But people are still using formula, and they're decreasing IQ in children because they're using tap water. People are still... I saw one time in church, Austin, I forgot the name of the church. It was over on Berkeley Road years ago, and there was a little baby. I guess the baby was like 2 months old, screaming behind me. And I looked behind me, and the mother was giving her soda to drink. Soda. Like Coca-Cola. And I turned around. I said, "What are you? I'm looking for breast milk that's been pumped or something like that, or goat's milk, or heaven forbid, formula. Give him soda, cola to drink." It says, "Well, she likes the cola." And I'm like, "Wow,
oh, gosh.
Wow." I mean, I think, guys, you think that's an oddity? No. A lot of parents simply don't know any better. So that's why get people to listen to the show, get them to read my books, get them to read Sharon's book, Train Up Your Children in the Way They Should Eat. Great book. By the way, tech tyrants have concluded with Homeland Security now to say that media influencers are the target. That would be me, by the way, in Austin. They're saying, right, this is off of Hagman's website. And this is an article that got printed out of Bloomberg. It says the U.S. Department of Homeland Security wants to monitor hundreds of thousands of news sources around the world and compile a database of journalists, editors, foreign record respondents, and bloggers help identify the top media influencers. Wow. Now, do you think they want to do this because they want to be nice? Absolutely not. Because, guys, think through this. This is like I said at the beginning of this show with Harrison. They want to control what you say in your valedictorian speech because they want to take your First Amendment rights away, because that First Amendment right in our Constitution is a real pesky thing to these guys. They don't know what to do with this stuff because we have the ability to do a show like this and to tell you guys the truth. The Word of God says the truth will set you free. It says the truth will set you free. In the Old Testament, Deuteronomy, it says you have the choice now between life and between death. Choose life. Then again, Jesus says in the New Testament, light has come in the world, but the world has preferred the darkness. Why? Because that veil is over the hearts and the minds of people of the world, so they cannot see and to know the truth. That's why when you have the light of the world, Christ, come into your life and into your heart, that veil is broken. It's gone. And all of a sudden you say, whoa, what the heck is that? That wasn't supposed to be there. I've never seen that before. That's what happens when we get born again. That's what happens when Jesus Christ is accepted and we accept him into our heart and life as our personal Lord and Savior. And the Holy Spirit infuses us and shows us a better way. Guys, it's so important that we all work together to get as many people to acknowledge the truth as they possibly can. And when they say, I'm not interested, or I'd rather have the dark instead of the light, you got to shake the dust off your feet and you've got to walk away. Because why? Because there's too many people out there that want to hear the message of Christ. There's too many people out there that want to hear the message of good health, of good everything that we talk about on this show, to be trying to argue with people who don't. That's how I look at it, Austin. What do you think?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, there's so many people that want to learn, like you said, that want to learn, that want to change, that want to figure this stuff out. So if it's not something, you know, that they're interested in and they're telling you basically, well, I'm not going to do this and I'm not going to do that, and I know my diet sodas are bad, but I'm going to drink them anyways. When you hear comments like that, as Dad just said, dude, wash your hands and be done with it. If they, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to be rude to them when you see them or anything like that, but as far as talking to them about stuff or having, you know, a long-term relationship with them, when they know the truth and you show them the truth and you blatantly describe and break down the reasons why this stuff is bad for you, and they still sit back and go, no, I'm going to drink my diet sodas. I like them. I'm going to keep drinking them. All right, man, that's absolutely fine. You do that, but I did the best I could to try to give you an ample warning about what this stuff does to the body. Yeah, exactly. Exactly, man.
Aspirin on the wall. Guys, I love you. Thanks so much for listening today. Just, gosh, thank you. And I had the awesome privilege again of praying for you. I'll pray for you again after the show today. I pray that God's face shines upon you, that He's merciful unto you, that He grants you grace and peace and hope and love and the desires of your heart, that you have the perfect spouse, that you have great kids, that you're able to bring honor and glory to Him in all that you do, think, and say, that you can just sit back and go, wow, I'm so glad I did. I said I wish I would have. I appreciate you guys. Love you. Thanks for getting your vitamins from us. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the family. I'll go ahead and do the write-up, Austin. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely, man. And we appreciate the support from you guys and, you know, spreading our shows and forwarding our shows and word of mouth. You know, that's how we get out there, and that's how we push this information more, because, I mean, we're in a information war right now. The media is going completely viral trying to break down everything we say and try to come out with rebuttals that in most times are completely and totally inaccurate lies to rebuttal what we're saying, to try to force their mainstream agenda onto everybody. And, you know, the fact that nobody in this administration, including Trump, has come out now and blatantly talked about what Facebook is doing, what Twitter's been doing, what all these companies have been doing, including YouTube, about breaking down the First Amendment right and completely censoring things on an open forum. This is something that is egregious to me, but it's not by chance. They have to try to prevent the truth from being spread, and that's why more now than ever we have to support one another, and we have to watch each other's back, and we have to stand up for what we believe and what we know to be the truth. We do not have any other options anymore. That time to sit back and enjoy it and be complacent has gone and passed. It is no more. We do not have that luxury. So, guys, we appreciate the support. Thank you for getting your supplements from us at Health Masters. If you need anything, healthmasters.com, or you can give us a call, 1-800-726-1834. We got as many supplements as you pretty much need, and we can help you guys get anything and any help you guys can need from a nutritional standpoint. So give us a call or email us if you need anything at all. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.